Okay, so one more time, let's start again from the Gemara, just to be misakin one or two things we said wrong. I'm going to view them as Rashi, Shabbat, let's get noiv. I'm going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu David. Here, one, two, three, three like that from before gets wide. I'm going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu David. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, why is this, until when is this avoiding, this sin going to be hidden in your hands?
Mm-hmm.
Just log, put on side. Question number one, why is the Gemara say tamen biyadcha, hidden in your hands? What does that mean, hidden? It's either there or it ain't there. Hidden in your hands is implying something. We'll answer that in Mr. Shem soon. Vaita. Why biyotcha? Because on your hands, al yotcha nerga noiv irakayanim, through you, the city of noiv irakayanim was killed. Al yotcha nitra doiga adoimi, and through you doiga adoimi lost into the mabo. Al yotcha nerga shol v'shloshabonim, and through you shol and his three children were killed. Do you want your children to get cut away? Do you want to be put into the hands of your enemies? He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, better to put me by my enemies, and that my children should not suffer. So Yom Echad, one day, Nafak Lishka Bazoi went out hunting, also Sutton, Kitaviyeh, Sutton came and made himself look like an animal that he was hunting. Hunting Megiri, he shot the arrow of Lemache, didn't reach it, then it backed up, and David moved further after it, and this kept happening. Maschei had the Amtil Eretz Plishtim. He left Yerushalayim, he ended up near Eretz Plishtim, and at that point, he was now off his own turf. Kedachaze Yishbi Benoiv, and Yishbi Benoiv saw him. Amar, he said, Hainu Hai Dekatla Lekolius Achi, this is the one who killed Golius, my brother. Kavte, Kamte, he tied him up. Oisvevi Shade, Tutei Bei Sadye, and he threw him underneath an olive press. Because the plan was that he would get crushed by this olive press. It's Avale Nisa, and that's happened. Machale Ara Metusoi. The land softened underneath him, and he didn't get crushed by the olive press. And Hainu Dixiv, Tachav Tzadi Tachti, the outline of myself was widened. Veloi Moadu Karsulai. Okay, it's a lotion of saying that he didn't get chopped off, he didn't get squashed. It's David HaMelech giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for performing that nes, that when Yishbi tried crushing him with his press, he wasn't crushed, because as it landed, the ground softened and they made room for him underneath. Ahu Yuma. However, he was still captive. He wasn't off the hook yet. Ahu Yuma that day, upon Yemi Mali Shabbos, I was there of Shabbos. Avishai ben Tzuria was washing his hair covered Shabbos, the Dalit Garve Damia, with some sort of soap or something he was using to wash himself. By the way, question number two, why does the Gemara have to tell us it was Erev Shabbos? Who cares? Stamazai. It's obviously for a reason, and we'll see the answer to that soon. Okay? Chazinu Kasmei Doma, and he saw some stain of blood. Or Ikedami also Yoina Ichiv Kamei, we saw a fluttering Yoina. Omar, and he said, Kinesisol Yoina in Tila is similar to a Yoina Shinema, Kanfi Yoina Nechpa Vakesef, Shmamino Dovin Malka Diso with Sari Shori. Must be that Tovin HaMelech is in suffering right now. So what happened? Also, Lebese came to his house for Yashchein. He came to find David, and he couldn't find him. So Omar, now we had a problem. Tanan, Ein Ruchen Al Susa. He says he can't ride on a Melech Sus. Ein Yosha Al Kisoi. Ein Mishdam Shem Shavitoi. Mishas Sakono. So what should he do? Ashchich. So he didn't know what to do. Mai. So what did he do? Also, Shaul, Ein Medrash. He came in the yesterday in the Beis Medrash. Armulein. He said Mishas Sakono. Shapi Dami. Rachman said the answer to Mishas Sakona, Itaka could use the king's things because of Sakona, so he has no choice. So what did he do? Rachve, the parde, he got up on the king's mule, the cum, and he went for Othel, traveled Kovtzel, Ara, and the land shortened underneath him. Bahade the Kamaske, and while he was traveling, Chazil, Arpa, Ime, he saw Arpa, the mother of Yishbi, Avinavola. And she was mending or sewing of some sort. When she saw him, She broke off the sewing pieces, a spindle of some sort, Shabtei Iluve, and she threw it at him, several amikla. She wanted to kill Avishai ben Tzeruya. Amalei, but she missed. Fell short. She didn't get there. So Amalei, so she made believe she was an accident and her spindle fell down. Alei, and she says, please, young one, Isli Plach, please bring me my sewing tool. So Patke Bereish Moichav Akotli. So he picked up and threw it at her and killed her. Threw it at her head. I mean, he knew that she had really meant to kill him. So instead, Avishai ben Tzeruya killed her.
Territory was
within. What?
He was in Plishtim land.
Correct.
So, you gotta defend yourself.
And that's what he did. So, what happened? Kerchazi, he kept on traveling, and Kerchazi Yidbi Benoiv, when Yidbi Benoiv saw him coming, Omer, he said, wow, now I've got a problem. Because Hash Davi Beitar train, there are two, there's David, and there's Avishai ben Tzeruya, and the Kavanli, they're gonna kill me. They're two against one. So at that point he threw David up, put the spear underneath, and hoped that David would land on the spear. Omar, he said, Naple, I love an ital. He said David will fall on it and he'll get killed. Good? Mm-hmm. You with us? We're chasing a little bit now. So Omar, Avishai, shame. So Avishai said the shame Hashem, Ukbe l'David ben Shmai l'Ara, and it suspended David HaMelech on top of the spear. He didn't land. Frag the more of a name like you. So why did David HaMelech say it? So he says, in Chavish Matas and Beis Asurim, he couldn't, Chavish is not able to be Matir himself from Beis Asurim. Just for the record, you look over here in Rashi. Rashi says, in Chavish, in Daite Mechavenesh Loimar Hashem. Of course David could have done it maybe because of how great David might have been. But since he was Torut, his das was busy, he was anxious, so he wasn't able to have the proper kavana, says Rashi, to be able to say to Hashem that it would work. And that might be similar to what we were saying last time, that when it's something to get it to yourself, your mindset is not the issue. You can't take care of things yourself for yourself because you're too bivahola, you're too bewildered. And therefore, that's what it means that somebody else can come in and help you out. He's outside looking in, he has a better chance of helping you out. Yes.
Somebody about using the shame. Like, whenever they go to battle, why couldn't they just use the shame?
Well, you the big, big Shiloh, you just want to use the shame for nothing.
So what are the criteria for that?
That's a good question. The great people know. But we remember we had a Gemara a week or two, three, four ago, with that the shame was used, and it was used twice. Remember to travel. Remember that Gemara. And he told Chizkio, told him, hey, if you used it already twice, you could use it one more time. So obviously,
you could have.
Yes, obviously, there are certain parameters where you can use it. We're not.
You don't. You know it. You use it.
I'll plead the fifth on this one. You know, I don't know. We don't know how to do it. But there are a lot of mafarshim that speak about it. At different times, very righteous people know how to do this. So, the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, Amalei, my boy is Tachas. So now, what happened was that Avishai ben Tzeruya asked Amalei, what is he doing here? Amalei, Achi Amalei, Kutcha Birchav, Achi Adalei. What do you mean? Hashem gave me a choice. This is what I picked. Amalei, so he said, Abdel Tzuleishech, turn around your prayers. By Baruch, Kira Lisbon, let your grandchild sell wax. For Atlot Tzitzara, means let them be poor, let them suffer a little bit, as long as you shouldn't suffer. Amalei, so David Amal said, okay, Yochi Sa'i Ba'adon. So now you got to help me out here. I'm stuck, I'm suspended. I don't know what to do. Hainu Dixiv, Yazale, Avishai ben Tzeruya, that's what it means. Avishai ben Tzeruya helped out David Amalach. Amav Yudah, Amarav, Sha'ozu ben Tzvila. He helped him out with davening. He davened. With David HaMelech to be saved. Amar Avishai shame. Avishai said the shame again. V'achtei. And it stood up David HaMelech straight, unharmed. Further away from the spear. Havi Karodiv Asrayu. So they ran away. So what happened? Yidvi Benoiv went chasing after them. So what happened? Kita Mata Kubi. When he reached the town of Kubi, army, they said, Kumbe. Hey, maybe we should get up and fight against him. But they realized that they, you know what, maybe not. They weren't sure they could fight against him, right? They thought maybe they could get against him. But Kimata Beitrei, Ami, when they reached a town called Beitrei, said that Ami betraying Guri and Katla, Aryeh, we too will be able to kill an Aryeh, a lion. We're a shvacha, we're a weaker animal compared to him. David HaMelech and Avisha Ben Tzuria realized that Yishmi Ben Noach was way too powerful for them. So if they went head on, they wouldn't be able to fight with him. They wouldn't be able to overcome him. So Amri later said, they said like this. They said to him, Zilish Dakach L'Arpa Ime Bekivra. You go find Arpa, your mother. She's dead. We killed her. So Kiyadakru Leishma, the Ime, when the name of his mother was mentioned, Kochish, his strength weakened, but Katlay and they were able to kill him. This is what it says, that the soldiers by David swore to him, Anshe David Loi Lamar, saying to him, you will not come out with us to war anymore. Like the covers near Yisrael, in order that the light of Yisrael should not be extinguished, because they realized how vulnerable David was to being kept caught by enemies, and he was almost killed, and they couldn't deal with that.
You how think, old was he at this point?
How old was David and Melech at this point? I don't know.
At the end of his career?
Don't know. Not too close to the end. Not too close to the end, because you realize...
The duck came at the end.
You have to look it up. It's, I think there's still some time after that. Not a lot, but there's still some time. But the point was that, so what? The mice is, the job of the soldiers is to keep the king going as long as he... You can. That's what their job is. That's what they do. So Mela, you see from here how David HaMelech was, quote, punished, but he was saved at the end. So the questions are obvious. He had a third question now. Why was he taka saved the very first time? That was before Yair Ben Tzuria came and said the shame. So why did the press not crush him? Question number three. Okay? Okay, so we asked a few questions on this Gemara. Just to recap, question number one that we asked was, what was the first question we asked again? Why did it say that, how long is this hidden sin, Avin Tamun, Biyotcha, it's going to be hidden in your hands. What does it mean hidden in your hands? It's either there or it ain't there. The second question was, why did we care that he was taking a shower on Erev Shabbos? Who cares what day of the week it is? And the third question was, why was he taka saved if he was supposed to be punished? He was the one who caused Noiver Kenam to get killed, and Doyek to lose his El Mabo, and Shaul and his three children to get. So
the third question is, why was he saved? He deserved to die?
He was supposed to be getting killed. He was given into the hands of his enemies. That's what he chose. So. And the fourth thing. The fourth thing is let's see if we'll have time tonight, to understand the Koyach HaTfila over here is amazing. Okay, the Koyach HaTfila saved David HaMelech at the end. It wasn't the shame enough. The shame alone wasn't what was done, because you see, the Gemara says, She'azu le b'tfila. Okay, that's what it says. And he got saved. But you see that the tefillah could flip the din. So that might have to wait for next week. We'll talk about the Koyach HaTfila. But let's see if we can go through at least the first few things. Now that we have a better idea of what happened, so the Ben Yehudah explains like this, that the concept of the avoy, the sin, yutamim biyodcha, hidden in your hands, means like this. There are different levels of avoyness. There are certain avoyness that are, the lashon that he brings down over here is Rishumim b'ser tutei hayadayim shaloi. They're like so to speak written with your hands. And if it's an oven chomer, if it's something that's very serious, so then it's engraved in a deeper handwriting that can be seen from very, very far and lasts for a very, very long time. In other words, a smaller or a less chomer dekavera has a certain, makes a certain impression. A more chomer dekavera makes a much deeper impression. And so to speak, when it's been written, so to speak, it will last much longer. The more chomer davera was, it's you know, what you're writing, indent onto the paper, you push really hard, so it makes an indentation there and stays for a long time. If it's a little light push, at the time it will go away. So he explains over here that in this situation, the mice of noiv. David HaMelech Emes was in a unique situation because he was not Chayiv Midinei Adam for what he did. He didn't kill anybody. He didn't cause anything. Doeg chose to go snitch on him. If Doeg would have made believe he didn't see anything, that would have been the end of that. It could have been. So what did he do? He was a guru. So Midinei Shemayim is Chayiv. But we didn't hear Adam, he's not Chayef. Says the Yehov and the Yehov over here, he says that Ki b'dinei Adam potter urak b'dinei Shemayim nechsev avoyin. V'chem roishim shaloi v'shirta tayaru dak mo'i j'ni nikr. It was such a small mark, it wasn't recognizable. V'chem amulei ad mosa yia avoyin zet tomen b'yotcha. It's hidden. I mean, you couldn't see it. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, you're right, it's only B'dinei Shemayim, but they're still coming to you in Einish.
I understand that it was such a small oven that it was only a very small indentation. But why say it's an indentation in his hand?
No, it's Tom B'yotcha, meaning that it's usually B'sirta B'yad. It's when you discuss how much of an impact it makes, you use a lotion of that B'sirta B'yad, how much he indented it, so to speak, how much he made an impression. But something that there's no impression at all, it's tum b'yotcha. That means it's there, but you can't see it. It's a lotion of saying that, yeah, you're right. On the scheme of things, there are much more serious violations. But a violation nonetheless, and you're going to have to get punished. And do you want to be emsily to your enemies? Well, you want your children. So we see, even though in the scheme of things, it might not have been even the second or the third most chomerdika level, it was the smallest level shayach. He was totally potter midinei adam. It's only midinei shemayim is chayach. And even still, this is how much the punishment was. So we see an interesting thing, that's why it says tomei yachad, to let us know. Yeah, you can't see it, but it doesn't mean it ain't there. It's there, and there has to be an accounting for it. Okay?
Can't see it, but the other we can't see.
That means it's not B'dei Adam. It's not Chai B'dei Adam. So the Aveiro is not that Chomer.
Really?
Think about it this way. Okay? Let's say Doeg would not have snitched. And Shaul wouldn't have found out about it. Would the Neivir Kiyam ever have been destroyed?
No.
Would Doeg have been lost to them? No. Would Charlotte Street children end up getting killed? No. So nothing would have happened. So maybe we should put all the blame on Doeg. Yet David HaMelech, because he caused the sequence of events to start to unfold, he's held achroy. Even though Hagam Bidine Odom is potter, he didn't do anything. Dina Shemayim he did, and that's what he said. Good? Now, one second. The next question, let's flip the order around to go in order of the Gemara, is how is it that the land got soft and he was saved? Why was he saved? He should have been punished. Right? Especially since we just explained that, it's coming to him a punishment, even though it wasn't such a chametik aveira. So the Bnei Yehuda explains this beautifully. He says, yeah, but the problem is that we can't have something of a punishment that's more chumer than what he's deserving also. And if the press would crush him, that would be very similar to the Misa Bezdin of Chenek. Chenek is something that a person gets when he's Mezano and Ishizish. People would have said, oh, he was Mezano by Sheva. That's why it happened. So that's not right, because he really didn't do anything wrong by Sheva. So Melech, because you had no choice, save him. If Yishbi Benoev would have just used a different method of killing David, he would have been killed.
Which method would have been
one that,
just right?
Oh, I can't tell you, but I know which one wasn't just right. Chenek.
Chenek or Skila?
What? Chenek. It's Machlokes. It's Machlokes. If Chenek is more chamor, Skila is more chamor.
But I'm just saying, like, being crushed, but it sounds like a Skila.
What?
Chenek.
No. It chokes him out. That's the Lashon over here. It says,
and it breaks his bone,
It's similar. It's choking of him. It's suffocating him. That's what it's doing. That means that at the same time as the Kadosh Baruch Hu is meeting out a punishment, even for an avera that's not chay b'dinei adam, only chay b'dinei shemayim. At the same time, he's also making sure it's measured and tempered exactly, so it's not even the slightest bit too chomer, or can create an outcome that's a little bit too chomer. This is shout out to Tom and Polly, because Broker was able to do exactly.
But that answers why he was not chai for that. It's too chomer. But why was he not chai for something that was fitting?
I told you, if Yishbi Benoev would have done it the right way, he would have been killed, according to this. According to this, David HaMelech would have been killed.
So he got off the hook because the guy...
He messed up. That's what happened. Yishbi Benoev messed up. He tried killing him the wrong way. So he was safe.
But if David is Chayev, send somebody else.
Wait. At the second time, Taka was going to be Chayev. He would have been killed. Because the one with the spear, that was Taka what he deserved. But at that point, he was saved by the shame. At that point, he was saved by the shame. So you want to know why was he saved by the shame the second time? Oh, the question is, why does Friday afternoon make any difference to us? The answer is, says the Bnei Yehuda, that the Gemara is coming to teach us a Yisoid. Yisoid is Mitzvah Gereris Mitzvah. Listen to this Yisoid. That because he was doing something with Kavod Shabbos, showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's, I'm being Mechabed your Shabbos, said, okay, let me give you another opportunity. Go ahead, get the mitzvah of being Matzel Dover. So what happened now? The mitzvah of Kibbutz Shabbos was Goyrim, that Avishai, that Ben Tzruya, was able to have the Koyach to go do another mitzvah and be matzil David HaMelech, even though David HaMelech was chayv mitzvah. But the mitzvah that was created, the opportunity to Avishai ben Tzruya to do another mitzvah, because the mitzvah he was doing already was so strong that now he was able to go and be matzil someone who was taka chayv mitzvah, because that's what everybody so wanted.
Wait.
What happens? So now they go and they run away. What happens? They use tefillah and they get away from the whole thing. So now we have a problem, because we want to. Why shouldn't it happen again? So the pasuk tells you. The pasuk says, "Oz nizbu anche David loyma loylema loytseyte." We're not putting him into makam sakana. To realize that yes, he's chayiv a certain amount, but you needed also that David should put himself in a small matzah to make him vulnerable to actually that it should come on him, because he had tremendous chusin too. So by yizbu, by the pasuk saying, look, we're not putting you out in that matzah anymore, you created a certain buffer zone, and now he's not going to be in such a matzah. You have to create a matzah of only the death rate. And by David HaMelech, how did he die? He wasn't stopping to learn. He had to pull a trick to get him to die. At the end of his life. It wasn't Shaykh. He tried all the methods. It didn't work. He had to pull a trick to get him to stop for a second, then he was able to take him. Because if you create that security zone for yourself, so now you change the dynamic. So now you're not necessarily going to be vulnerable to that. Before he did that very well, he could have went out to war, and he would have had an excuse to keep going. But now, because he did this, it depleted his account, so to speak. And now he's vulnerable to whatever and he's going to come.
His misa eventually, that was a preparation for this?
Huh?
When he died eventually.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, can you say that? In other words,
the misa is always a preparation for this.
There's still a cheshbon that has to be.
It could be he was nimsa b'yaroi if he was taken by the enemies. The enemy didn't end up getting to do what he wanted to do. But what Hashem said was, you'll be captured by enemies, and Itaka was. Now,
so because he was able to recover Shabbos,
yeah,
that was enough of a.
So we see a tremendous koich over here. A mitzvah gerer is mitzvah. Mitzvah gerer is mitzvah could have no shaykhis to the next mitzvah. We always understood that mitzvah gerer is mitzvah means that I'm doing one mitzvah, I'll get to do another mitzvah similar to this one. Or something that's a manifestation of this one. Whatever it is, over here, the two things have no shaykhis to each other. You put yourself in a mode of doing Ratzon Hashem, Hashem says, okay, I'll give you more opportunities. Even though they have no shaykhis, so you could be giving tzedakah and end up doing a chesed for someone over there and end up saving a guy's life and end up, the things you're doing could have no shaykhis to one another. It's putting yourself in a matzav, I'm doing a mitzvah. Now I'm now, quote, available to be called upon by a Kodesh Baruch Hu to do another mitzvah, even if it's in a totally different area. You can have no shaykhis to this at all. So, it's an interesting thing to point out, okay, because that's not how we always understood mitzvah gerer as mitzvah.
There's a reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu after gave him this specific mitzvah to do.
What do you mean?
He didn't cover Shabbos, right?
Yeah.
Why Hashem could have given him a different
mitzvah? So there was some connection like that. But the point is that we see, you're right, there is some connection over here. But we see, though, tremendous koyach of mitzvah that it creates that now Hashem is going to call upon someone to do another mitzvah. He'll call upon you. It's a big chizur. You get ischar for your mitzvah in the next world, but you're getting ischar in this world that you're getting another mitzvah to do that will also give you ischar in the next world. That's how it seems. Then the last thing in the Gemara was that he's davening b'tfila. Amarav sha'ozu b'tfila. What does it mean sha'ozu b'tfila? He was mispalel for David HaMelech. That's what he did. Now he had to be mispalel for himself too, though, because we just saw in the Gemara that Be'emes Yishbi B'noyev was strong enough to kill both of them. But from the Gemara, you see, he wasn't even worrying about himself. He was being mispalel for Yenim. I saw an interesting thing brought down from B'Shem D'Arizal. I don't know if they had the siddur. Siddur. What about the regular siddur? Regular Ashkenazi siddur. Let me go. Arizal said something amazing. Amazing. Ready for this? Oh, okay. No. It says over here, before davening in the morning, He says, "Mesev Kavanas Arizal Kosov. Koydem Kol Hatfila. Before you daven, before Tfila, you kabel a love mitzvah asay shel v'after yachal kamoicha. You have to be makabel on yourself the mitzvah of v'after yachal kamoicha. It's a prerequisite to davening. If you'll take a look in that, all of that davening is a lashon of Rabbah." Why are we doing that for? I can't, you did it. Forget about you. Salachti. I got to have my own problems. Why I got to lump yours in with me? And the answer is because we come as a tzibur together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries more weight. We're all ba'achtos. We're all together. Not only that, I'm davening for you. So what you daven for the other person is going to be answered first. Says the Arizal, interesting, that it's a prerequisite to daven, you have to know that you have to yachal kamoicha. And his lashon is, yichaven l'ohayiv kol echad miyisrael kenamshah. You got to love every Jew just like yourself. Got to love everybody. I don't care if he's yeshivish, if he's chavid, if he's das, it makes no difference. Shalom aleichem, welcome. It makes no difference. Yeah, if you don't love every Jew, I'm not talking about Russia. Russia, I'm not talking about. But a chiloni, a teenage, and even someone who doesn't know, you have to love that person. And if you don't, you can't daven. How could you daven if you don't have, if you don't love? Well, you're not shayach. Says the Arizal, it's a prerequisite to davening. You have to be mechavim, to be mechaim the mitzvah of after yachal kamoicha, that you love every single Jew. And that it should be bepoil in you. You have to be part of Klal Yisrael. When we come to daven, we're not coming as a yachid, we're coming as a group. And if we don't love the group, we're being hypocrites. We come to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashiveinu Avinu, Selach Lo Revi Kotaro, except for my enemy. It's ridiculous. You can't daven like that. But what do we see? The Kodesh Tefillah of coming from the Rambam has tremendous Kodesh. Because what happened over here? David HaMelech was mighty. He said, I can't do it. Help me. What did he do? He davened for him and they helped, and it worked. Without that tefillah, Tamasha from the Gemara wouldn't have worked. So what do we see? The koyach of davening for somebody else can have a tremendous impact immediately on someone else, on yourself. But if you're not, if you would have got up and davened for himself, David, get your army here to help you. I'm worried about myself right now. It wouldn't have worked. He says, if there's a tzara, if somebody's suffering, if someone's going through a hard time, it's having it rough. A chayla, or let someone sick chas v'shalom. The beisai, oz, oy bebonav, yishtatev betzara v'yishpal alav. That means, if you walk by the sign outside, and it says, please daven for this and this person, you have to feel as if that's your family. You can't miss the opportunity to daven. And if you don't, then you don't have a after yachal kamoicha and you're missing a prerequisite in order to daven, period. Vezeu skula amitius. It is the true skula that the kubel tfilasai that tfilas kol Yisrael, that your tfilah will be accepted. For Eschanan el Hashem b'risa yilei momoish Rabbeinu said, he davened 515 times communion for Eschanan. Had he davened one more time, he would have been allowed into Eretz Yisrael. But Hashem said enough. Because tefillah could be mahapich anything. The shari tefillah aloy nina, they don't close. If you daven enough times, you'll get it. The problem is we quit too early. I'm davening, I need to have a parnasa. I want my child to find a shidduch. I want this one to be... I want to find a chavrusa, whatever you're daven for. If we quit too soon, because I didn't get answered right away, So Hashem wants you to daven 500 times. Rachel Imenu could not have a child. There was no Uber. There was no uterus. It wasn't possible. She davened enough. She had a child. An S. Yeah, it was an S. But the tefillah caused it. If there wasn't tefillah, it wouldn't have happened. It's not like nowadays. You can have a real dumb doctor who could just misread an x-ray. Rachel Imenu was Rachel Imenu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Nez Nigla. Nowadays, Hashem's Nez Niglas are hidden. For all we know, maybe the first X was really right, and just Hashem made an S. But we wouldn't know, because, you know, we're so small, we don't realize these things. So he camouflages it, because we're living in a time of Hester Panim. But the truth of the matter is, the power of tefillah, it's amazing stuff. Amazing. We're mechuyev to worry for Klal Yisrael. We're mechuyev to daven that Hashem should watch over Klal Yisrael. And we were a part of that Klal Yisrael, but do we do it? Honestly, do we do it? When we hear an airplane fly over, do we daven that that person should be successful in whatever he's doing? In Borough Park, I didn't hear those airplanes every day. In Manhattan, I didn't hear those airplanes every day. But in Beit Shemesh, I hear them every day. I do. Now, I have no idea what it's doing. But you know when you see the ambulance drive by, so you say Mazel Tov because you're hoping someone's having a baby? Chances are the person in the airplane is not taking someone to the hospital to have a baby. Something's going on. It could be just a practice room. Who knows? But that person doesn't need a tefillah. And there's a very good chance that the person's not even Shema Torah Mitzvahs. But so what? Saving our life. He's giving his life for us. He's being misakonah for us. He might be a teacher who doesn't even know. We shouldn't be caring. We have to care about Klal Yisrael. We have to care. We have to care about not only our children and our family. We have to care about everybody. If we don't care about everybody, then our own feelings are lacking. Our own feelings are lacking. What is Hashem going to say? Hashem, oh, you pick and choose? Okay, no problem. I'll pick and choose which tefillahs I want to listen to. It's a losing battle. Says that Rizal, you want your tefillahs to be accepted. Everybody in Klal Yisrael counts. Everybody. Without exception. And if you go and you work on your after Recha Kamoicha, then that's the schooler that your tefillah is going to be makubal, because Hashem sees it's coming with genuine that you are a part of Klal Yisrael. You're not separating yourself and saying, I'm different than them. Hashem doesn't want to deal with you then. It's a tremendous lima that we can learn from him. Okay, fine. Good, because